Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking news now that's going to change with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Welcome, everyone.
Yes, to the preacher and
the pastor.
And I am Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
Yes, so today we have an interesting start. I'm so excited. What about you, Pastor? You excited?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited about the show. This is a great topic tonight. We've been arguing about this topic here all day for the last 4 or 5 hours before the show even starts. Just keeping it real.
Today the show is about when the lie ain't working no more.
Oh, you better preach. Preach, preacher. When the lie ain't working no more.
When the lie ain't working no more. A lot of us have or still is operating in the lie. We have the operation of lying. Some people, you hear that they're compulsive liars. They can't help themselves from lying. And you know, you've heard of the little white lie. And I want you all to know that white lies matter. White lies matter. Is that right, Pastor?
White lies matter. All right. White lies do matter.
Isn't there such thing as a little lie versus a big lie?
Well, it depends on who is the one lying.
Wait. Hold on there. Hold on, Pastor. What do you mean? Come on there. It depends on the one that's lying. Because I do know in the Bible that God did allow his people to lie in certain situations. He allowed the lie to happen, and he still blessed some in the lie. So a lot of times, you know, we hear people saying, well, you shouldn't lie. You know, lying is a sin. But if you look, if you know the Bible, there were times in the Bible where people lied and they still got blessed, though they lied in it. And God actually sent Samuel to lie to Saul, King Saul about anointing David. He said, Samuel said, well, he's going to ask me where am I going, and he's going to kill me if he knows. He said, well, tell him that you're going to give up an offering. So when you say depends on who's lying, are we talking about in that instance, depends on who's telling the lie and what you're lying about? Is it the lie to protect somebody, or is it a lie to get what you need to get yourself in position?
Well, I tell you what I've heard. You know, I'm not a liar, but I can tell you what
I've heard. Now you lie. Now you lie, Pastor. Now you lie. You ain't. You may have been delivered from lying, but those who have been saying you ain't never lied.
You know what? I'm gonna have to tell the truth. I definitely have lied one or two times before here.
There go another lie. One or two times. Okay, perception is everything. Perception is everything.
Yes, perception is everything. So when I say one lie, a big lie, and a little lie, what you just said, you said perception is everything. And it's all coming from the person that's doing the lying. If you don't mind, let me tell you the reason why I say that. The reason why I say that is because when a person tells a lie, well, that lie is something that they're saying to cover up the truth. Now, some reasons why a person would tell a little lie, because they just don't want to deal with the truth at that time, and they'll tell that little lie. But what that little lie would do, that little lie would call on is bigger brother, which is a little bit bigger than that. And then next thing you know, the whole family of liars had showed up.
Yes, come on, Pastor. When you say the whole family of liars has showed up, because it leads to another lie and another lie. So now you got a family of lies that are operating. Now you got a family business, which is a lie operation. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
There you go. That's now we're talking about the operation of lies. See, now a person that was in truth, see, now they are a liar, because they become a liar when they begin to start the lying. And it becomes a habit. It becomes a habit. They inform the heaven, and then next thing you know, they start believing a lie themselves. And want you to believe
Right. And when you say it becomes a habit, that is true. Like, if you continue to do something over and over, now it becomes a habit. Now you got to try to break that habit. That's just like if you are a drinker and you drink, now it becomes a habit. Then it becomes an addiction. Do you think people can be addictive? Because you get people being a compulsive liar, an obituary liar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely a lying can become an addiction. It becomes to a point to where you, like I said again, this is just what I've heard. People begin to lie and begin to
let's
lie.
Let's be honest, Pastor. Tell the truth. Have you ever,
right,
even been
right,
in
all
ministry?
All right, I'm delivered. I'm delivered from the lie.
I don't know that lie no more.
You don't know that lie anymore.
Okay. I respect that. And I'm glad when we got together that she was delivered and set free from lying. But I'm not going to say that I've never, you know, even in ministry, I feel like I put myself in a position where I had to lie, where I didn't have to lie. And whether it was because I was trying to protect someone with the lie, you know, and then when the lie comes out, did I really protect? Did I really help aid? You know what I'm saying? Did I really help the person from keeping something from them because I didn't want to hurt them? Because the untold truth is a lie. The truth not told is a lie. Is that true? I mean, because my thing is this, Pastor. If I don't say it, because I feel like it's not. It's not necessary. It doesn't pertain to what I'm doing or where I'm going. If I keep that and the person finds out about it, doesn't mean I've lied to the person, because I withheld information that I thought was not vital or important for what I was doing with that person at that time.
Okay, well, take take here for instance here. You said something about the operation of lying, and I think you might have made. Did you make mention of something like a resume or something like that? Did you do that?
A resume. Yeah, yes. I was talking about a resume. When I was younger, I'm sure I wasn't the only one that had three or four resumes, depending on what job I was applying for, you know. And I did tweak the resume one or two times to fit the position because I needed to work, so I needed to tell a little white lie. My grandmother would say, a little white lie ain't going to hurt nobody.
Okay, all right. Well, let's start right there. I'm going to start right there, preacher, and tell you about now the resume. That was something that you created. You created the resume, and you put whatever that you thought that you needed on that resume to be able to get what you wanted, which is the job that you were applying for. Okay, so
sure.
What ended up happening is that was a little lie, and you define it as a little white lie. It was on a little white piece of paper with black writing, with little black writing on it. Well, what happens is when you told that little white lie, it tends to come back to it tends to show back up.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it show back up is when your employer asks you to perform the task that you said that you already had experience in. So now there's a problem.
True. I just believe that it's hard for some of us to, you know, come out of that lying in our life. You know, they say if you lie, you kill, you steal. You know, you can't trust a liar. I've heard that all my life. You can't trust a liar. If somebody lied to you one time, you know, I guarantee they're going to lie to you again. But when the lie ain't working no more, is the name of the show. What happens when the lie stops working? When the lie stops working, the truth shows up to destroy the lie that you've been operating. So now Operation Lie is destroyed because the truth has showed up on the scene. So most of the time when truth shows up on the scene, the lie has to flee. But someone that's addicted to lying and has been operating like they will still try to fight the truth with a lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen more cases, even in a case for myself, where the truth show up. The lie has been here for years and years and years. You've been nursing that lie. Not only you've been nursing that lie, you've been training that lie, you know, so how to keep on lying and how to tell another lie. But here the truth comes. After all these years, show up. Do you know that lie that you've been telling for all these years? You've been believing in that lie for all these years. But now the lie, you know, has to go because truth is here. And that lie don't want to go nowhere. That lie don't want to go nowhere. You want to sit here and keep on nursing that lie because you just been used to it and it showed up and, you know, and here it is. And that lie will fight the truth, will fight the truth to death. That lie will try to kill the truth just so it can keep on being a lie.
So you just keep on being a lie. Boy, I tell you what, and it's so true. A lot of people, and, you know, when you are able to, you know, you have the time to say the truth will set you free. The truth will set you free. And I said to you jokingly, like, the truth will get you locked up. But you said it's not the truth that it gets you locked up. It's the lie when the lie is being. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, yeah. You're right. The truth will not get you locked up. And see, and that's perception. People say, no, the truth will get you locked up. No, it ain't the truth that got you locked up. It's you telling the truth, your truth been told on the lie. And it was the lie that got you locked up, because had you would have not been lying in the first place, you would have not got locked up. People are not getting locked up for telling the truth.
Yeah, so that's the same thing when the lie ain't working no more.
They told before the truth. Oh, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
because now
no
the
more.
Lie ain't working no more. It ain't working no more because truth has showed up on the scene. So what happens in a lot of situations when people are thinking, you know what, I'm, and I've heard stories about people lying to save their life. Lying, you know, telling people what they want, you know, giving, feeding them the lie because that's what they want. They don't want the truth. You got people that don't want the truth. They can't deal with the truth. They want you to feed them the lie. So when somebody is feeding you the lie, but you want to give them the truth, do you feed them what they want to eat or do you feed them what they need to be nourished in order to grow?
Well, I tell you what, in most cases, people would choose to lie. And the reason why they would choose to lie is because what it does. If you are a person that you are, you're living in strife, you have a lot of strife in your life. You know, you just like to argue. You just like to disagree. You like to fight with your friends or just disagree. You just want to just be disagreeable all the time. Well, what you would do is that you would just start saying all manners of things that you know that is not true, but you would just be saying these things because it's your behavior. You just have a lot of strife in your life, you know, your behavior, and you would just say things to try to make the other person feel a certain type of way. And you would just let it stay there instead of coming and just clean. You know what? I said that ain't true. And you get to telling other people these stuff.
Yes, we got to be very, very careful with that. And you know, my thing is, once you're able to get to the point to be delivered, because there is deliverance from that. People have to be delivered because they've been operating in the lie for so long, and you know, and that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to continue to operate in the lie so that he can continue to bring condemnation, make you think that you're condemned by the lie. So now you got to lie. You got to keep the lie alive with another lie. You got to keep feeding that thing, you know, day in and day out. And what happens now? You're operating. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh yeah, you're right. You just got to keep on feeding that thing. You just made me think about something here. It's recorded in the Bible. The first account of lying was right there in Genesis, around the third chapter here, when it said the serpent was a more subtle of all the beasts. And how when the serpent, they say how he spoke to woman. And we know where what he said, where he spoke to her about, you know, eating of the tree, the tree that's in the Garden of Eden there. See, this is the first account of lying. See, lying had been around from the beginning of time. So we know who is the liar. When you choose to lie, you are choosing who is the liar. Amen.
Yes, amen. And those of you who are listening out there, if you're tuning in via phone call or if you're on the actual site, the Blog Talk Radio site, if you want to call in, we will be taking questions from you all or your own input on this topic, when the lie ain't working no more. You can call in at 845-277-9213. That, again, that's 845-277-9213. I'm the preacher and my husband is the pastor.
Pastor.
Again, we're talking about when the lie ain't working no more. Let me ask you a question, love. Have you ever lied to me recently? Have you ever lied to your wife? Can you be honest? Have you ever lied?
You know what?
I need to know. Because I want to get you delivered today. I want you to be delivered and set free.
I'm delivered. I'm delivered.
Yes.
And I'm set free.
Come on.
And you just asked me a question, you put me on the spot, and everybody is listening. But let me tell you the truth. I have lied before. I have to be honest about it because I'm wearing truth. I'm going to wear the truth. I have lied before.
So you're telling me on this show today, Pastor, do I say amen, that you lied to your wife? You lied to me. Okay.
I didn't want to lie.
That's what most people say. They don't want to lie, but they lie. I didn't want to have to lie to you.
I didn't want to have to lie to you. But I told a lie. And I don't know what size it was. I don't know if it was a little lie. I don't know if it was a big lie.
Was it a big, a black lie or white? Because you know, if there's a white lie, there's a black lie somewhere. And I believe the black lie is worse than the white lie because you don't never hear about the black lie. But you know it's somewhere out there. You well, all again, white lives matter. Go ahead.
Well, white lives matter and black lives matter, and all I know is I'm the black man and I told a lie, so it must have been a black lie, because it couldn't have been a white lie, it was a black lie.
Well, I got to believe that while we being honest and truth and being delivered, I told a lie to you too. I did. I told you.
You told a lie? What do you mean you told a lie to me?
Remember that day you asked me how your hair looked? And I said, it looks
nice.
Oh,
man, you lied.
I didn't
want to
hurt your feelings.
Looking at me when I went to the store.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Out here, I thought my haircut was looking good. And, well, you know what? Since we are telling the truth, let me go on and tell some truth, too.
Okay, go ahead.
One of your toes, the polish was not all the way on. I just told you what. I knew you couldn't see it that good.
You know,
I've got to go ahead
and
be clean about it.
Well, this is telling the truth. You know, let me tell you about my husband. He's very caring, and he does a lot for me.
Enough.
He did polish my toes. He polished my toes for me, and then you're going to tell the truth, but you're going to do it in front of all his people. That's fine. That's fine. I'm glad you told me. As soon as the nail shop opens back up, I'm going to let them do it.
Yes.
Just because I didn't gain a little weight, I couldn't polish my own toes. But anyway, you are.
The toenail polish was all. It was all the way on. I made sure it was all the way on for you. It wasn't on at first though, but I put it all the way on there for you.
Thank you, love. I appreciate it. But you know what? And let me tell you something. If you're operating in the lie, you want to be set free, because I don't know nobody that want to continue to live that way, because we know when you're operating and living the life, there's shame, there's condemnation, you know, there's guilt that you're dealing with, taking that lie, carrying that lie around for years and years. And some of us have tried to bury the lie, and some of us have made other people a part of the lie. You know, we went, you know, recruiting people to be part of the lie. You know, and people, they didn't realize, hey, you're a part of this life. You're part of what's going on now. And my thing is to be delivered from that, to be set free from it. And there's nothing like being able to just come clean, not just with other people, but to come clean with yourself and know that God is a forgiving God, and He knows all and sees all, and there's nothing that we can do that God will not forgive us. But what we have to do first is ask. We have to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior so that we can receive, you know, forgiveness. And that's the beauty of it. Now, we're not here to judge or condemn anyone and say, you know, you're lying, you can't do this, and you're going to always be that way. We want to tell you that you can be set free and delivered from that lie, no matter how long you've been operating in it, no matter who it has affected, you know, just to be able to come out of that thing and be delivered from it so you can live a life that has, you know, that offers peace, that offers joy and happiness. You know, you may lose some people, for being honest. Some people don't want the truth. They want the lie.
Amen.
But, my thing is to give them the truth. Give them the truth. That's what you.
Amen.
That's what you're supposed to do, is give them the truth.
I tell you what, if you will allow me the opportunity here, there's actually scripture on how you overcome a lie. And there's scripture on here. We know that the word of God, is a prescription. And we know that the Bible is recorded life that has already been lived before. There is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. Everything that's happening in the world has already happened before. It's recorded in the Word of God here. I want to go over here to 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. So I give you some scriptures to look at. I got one that's right here in front of me. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10 says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. He's talking about right here. It's saying learn how to hold your tongue. Don't lie. Don't lie. Don't tell lie. Right here in 1 Peter. So there are the scriptures. There are other scriptures that are in the Bible. Anyone that has their Bible and if they deal with lying, or if they deal with the guilt or the shame that comes from lying, if you're dealing with you know what? I've been lying all for this time, and I just don't think that I can stop lying, because I don't want anybody to call me a liar. Well, perception is everything. Perception is everything. You don't want everybody to call you a liar, but you've been lying all your life. So all of according to what you're doing, you have already chosen to be what you don't want everybody to say that you are. And most people already know that you're lying anyways. So
yeah.
Why hold on to the lies that you are telling when you have the opportunity to be in truth? For over here in John 10, John 10, you know, Jesus let us know that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Now, when he's talking about that he is the truth, see, when you be truthful and you tell the truth, what you're doing is you're choosing Jesus Christ. When you tell a lie, you are choosing Satan.
Yeah.
Satan is the liar, and Jesus Christ is the truth. So choose,
amen.
Choose,
amen.
You don't know the truth. Choose truth.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. That is so true, Pastor. And, that you spoke volumes right there with the word, you know. And we just, I like the way you rightly divided the word of God to help the listener on it. It's right there in scripture. It's the word there to help you,
oh,
to
yeah.
grow you, to deliver you, to set you free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There's nothing that that we can't overcome. The Bible declares that Jesus came and he conquered all. He overcame the world. So great is he that's in us, that's in the world. And no matter how long you've been lying, no matter how long you try to bury the truth with the lie, one day the lie will come up. It will be dug up. It will come alive, and you're going to have to deal with it. So you have to decide how
Amen.
You're going to deal with it when the lie ain't working no more. Before we go, we're going to go to a music
Amen.
Break here, and then we'll come back with Nana and her husband, Willie Earl. We love them. They come on the show.
Oh,
us, Nana,
so
and Willie
much.
Earl. And them two are something else.
Nana Ford.
Yes,
Nana Ford and Willie Earl Henderson. They've been married for... 62
years.
62 years. Mr. Willie Earl said that Nana Ford won't change her last name. She still want to be Nana Ford. And been married 62 years and won't change her name. Oh.
She won't change her name.
That sounds like some lying going on there.
That's a lot going on right there.
Again, tuning in.
We're talking about when the lie ain't working no more, and we'll come right back after this music break. We're going to listen to a little bit of, I believe this is James Fortune, I believe. So let's do a little bit of, no, we're going to listen to Ty Tribute. I really, really enjoy Ty Tribute. I know about y'all, if it's your first time listening to Ty Tribute, he's a gospel artist. Amazing. I actually did a show I used Ty Tribute song, and most people thought it was R&B, but it's actually gospel rap. So let's check it out. Let's see if you all like it. Let me see if I can get it up here to play. And once I can get it to play for us, we're going to listen to it here. Let's see. Hold on. Give me just one moment here. Let's get it started. All right. Hi, we'll be right back. The preacher and the pastor. Thank you. Yes, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it. We're back here. You're back on with us here at the Preacher and the Pastor. Hope you all enjoyed that song from that was Ty Tribute. God will work it out, work it. Again, I hope if you're listening or tuning in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, our topic today is When the Lie Ain't Working No More. Now, this is a segment here that we're coming up on right now where we're actually going to take some time out with Nana and Willie Earl. It's the time for Nana and Willie Earl coming.
Do we have Nana and Willie Earl? Do we have them?
Well, we have them on the line. She had me on mute right now. I'm just waiting for her to come back to the line. So they're coming on. She told me, giving me that she's about to get her purse and go get in the car to go to the store. So right now we're just trying to see where she's at. And
let's give them time.
They're old. You know, to be able to be married for 62 years, you pretty much know that person, you know, everything about a person. Can you imagine being married for 62 years? I mean, faithful.
I wish. I'm married. You know, we're married now, and I wish that we could be married for 62 years. That seemed like that's, if it was jail time, that'd be 3 life sentences plus 2 years.
Why do you have to say it like that? Life sentences.
Three life. We'd be together for 3 life. You know, I don't know where I'm going with this one. I would love to be
You may
want to
stop right there. You may want to get off the bus right here. Get on off the bus. I think Nana's coming for. Hold on. Yes, let them get on here. Hold on. Okay. Nana? Okay, I don't know if she can hear. Nana? Hold on. Okay, I ain't got him. Hold on. Okay. Hey, Nana? How you doing, baby? Oh, how you doing? We glad to have you on the show. Is your husband with you? Oh, he's coming. Just give him a minute. He is. Oh, he just takes his time and everything.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying to put the groceries in the... in the car. Hold on, let me put the groceries in the
car. Hey, number 2 bags. Put the groceries in the car, Will Earl. All right, Nana, we're going
to
let y'all have y'all wait. How you doing, Mr. Willie Earl? We're going to let y'all have y'all time. This time you all enjoy Willie Earl and Sister Nana. Baby, look at how y'all doing out there in radio land. My husband is here. Come on here. Get in the car.
All right now. I'm getting in the car.
Get in the front seat. I'm not your driver.
No, I'm getting in the back seat. I haven't got tired of you today. You know, them had me towed all these years.
Okay,
I'm sitting in the back seat.
You know what, look here. Now, they got the topic today. It's about when the lie ain't working no more. That's what she told me. That's what when the lie ain't working no more, when the car ain't working no more, when the lie ain't working no more, Willie.
You said the lie. Well, you know, this is a good topic for today. But I want to ask you a question here, Nanny. Why you haven't changed your name yet?
First of all, this ain't got nothing to do with me.
62
years, and you worry about me changing my last name.
Everybody on the phone want to tell the truth. You still want to hold on to Nana Ford, and you know your last name's supposed to be Henderson.
Look here, baby, look here. 62 years. Now, every time we get in front of folks, you want to talk about this whole thing about my name. Now you want me to tell the truth? My daddy told me don't change my name to y'all name because y'all got stuff attached to your name. Now you want me to tell you that? Now your feelings hurt.
So you still, because your daddy said that? Well, I ain't going to tell you, know what I'm saying, how your daddy was over to my auntie's house. Yeah, you want to tell you to keep on to your lad. Maybe that's the reason why he hadn't told you that.
I'm just saying.
Your daddy told you to hold on to your last name. Well, he ain't tell you that how he used to be over to my auntie's house, did he?
Well, you know what? This ain't my dad been dead now for 42 years. You want to bring my daddy up in this? That's why I don't fool with you and your people. That's why I won't change my name, because y'all full of mess. That's what it is. Look, I got to deal with this. You know what? You can say ride in the back seat with her. You shut your mouth. Just ride in the back seat.
The show is when the lie ain't working no more. I know your daddy dead and already gone. Well, we might as well tell the truth. He ain't going to want to tell us.
You know what, Willie? That's it. That's it. I'm off the show. Hang the phone up. Hang the phone up. Just hang it up.
Breaking news now that's going to change with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Welcome back to the preacher and the pastor.
Welcome back.
I don't know what happened. We came back to music. Hey, they head out the line and the music started playing.
Oh,
you know what? The lie, you know, the truth hurts. The truth hurts. So everybody not ready. You have to understand.
Yeah.
When that lie is exposed and the truth is shined on the lie, just like the Bible says, where there is light, darkness cannot dwell. So where there is the truth, the lie cannot live. It must flee. So that's what happens. You know, when you're confronted with, when the lie is confronted by the truth, there's definitely going to be a fight. It's definitely going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Somebody go ahead and surrender.
Like
and the lie cannot overpower the truth.
Oh, they didn't hold nothing back. Tell the truth, boy. The truth just poured out, didn't it?
The truth pours out. It pours out. At this time, we're going to open up the lines. Anyone that wants to chime in on a conversation, when the lie ain't working no more, now is the time. All you have to do is press 1. Press 1 and we'll bring you in. If there's ever been a time in your life where you were operating in a lie, or, you know, you feel like you had to lie, whether it was to protect yourself, protect your family, protect your things, whether it was trying to hold on to someone, to keep someone, whatever the situation is, to get a position, to get a job that you found yourself in, and then when that lie stopped working, what happened? You know, when the truth was revealed, did you lose everything? I mean, were you set free? Because some people, in some instances, the lie is revealed, and a lot of people be grateful for it because they got tired of living with this lie. They got tired of packing this lie around. You know, some people are still living with the lie.
Man.
And so, you know, and it's hurtful as it is. Nobody wants to be lied to, especially the liar. The liar does not want to be lied to. You're asking for somebody to be truthful to you, but you're the liar lying, but you get mad when somebody lies to you and you the liar. How you be like, how you going to lie to me? And How you gonna lie to me? And I'm like, I know you lying because I'm a liar. So I, you know what they say, I can identify who you are because you are who I am.
Yeah, that's right.
I know
right.
how you operate.
Right.
I know how a liar operate because I'm a liar. Somebody can look at somebody and say, oh, yeah, I can tell she a dancer. I can tell he's a preacher because I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I'm a prophet. So they should try to spirit by the spirit. I'm going to try that spirit. That's a lying spirit because I got the lying spirit
that's
and right. I see that spirit in you. So now you want to get it.
Oh,
and one thing a liar don't want to do is to be in the room with another liar that can tell them that, oh, yeah, that's a liar. You don't want to believe that's a liar. And you don't want that title of being a liar.
Yeah.
Because it's hard when
you
can label a liar.
Oh, yeah. You're tainted. But that's in the eyes of men and women. See, you're tainted only for people that are judging you for what you have done or what you have said.
Mm-hmm. True, true. You don't want that label of being a liar. Yes.
But see, what you have to realize, that is one of Satan's most wisest tricks. One of Satan's most wisest tricks is to keep you in that place to where you just continue being a liar, because the more you continue being a liar, the more you continue to do what Satan is telling you to do, what Satan is telling you to say. He has taken you hostage. But as I said earlier, Jesus Christ is truth. And see, what happens is, again, when you continue to lie and continue to be that liar, you are operating in disbelief. See, Jesus Christ had came to the world, had already overcame the world, everything in the world, every sickness, every disease, every diseasement. And lying, that is a diseasement. That is a disease that's in the mind.
Amen.
And that's
it's
all
true.
Because of your unbelief. Your unbelief. You don't believe that you could be true. You don't believe that you could not be labeled as a liar. You don't have to identify with the liar. That's all according to what people say. That's all according to what people say.
Yes, that's so true. Amen. You're preaching that word, Pastor, today. And the thing is, in understanding people, nobody can judge. Nobody can judge you for the lie that you told. Nobody is in a position, though we will try to judge, but understand you can be delivered from that spirit. That's a lying spirit that is upon people. People understand that's a spirit that they're operating in, a lying spirit. It has taken control of a lot of people's lives. And they've that's a seed that's been planted. A lot of people, they were born into this. They were born into the lie.
Oh, yeah.
And because they was born into it, they are living a lie. Some people are living a lie, don't even know that they're living a lie because they were born into the lie.
Right.
And it's unfortunate.
And
so
Amen.
Yes.
Your whole life depends on it. Your whole life depends on what you say, and your life depends on what you do. It is law. It is law that everything in the universe is connected with everything in the universe. Everything that you say, everything that you do, everything that you think, it all is connected, and something happens. Your whole life depends on what you say. The whole world is held together by spoken words. So the words that come out of your mouth, if they're lying, you have chosen to not only hurt yourself, but hurt others, and you can cause others to mess up as well.
Yes, it's true, it's true. You all, if you just now tuning into the show, we are talking about when the lie ain't working no more. What happens when the lie stops working for you? What are you looking to lose when that lie starts working? Do you come out of that and deal with the truth, or do you wait until the lie stops working? Because some people, they'll just keep the lie up until it stops working. So then some people live that lie until it stops working. They don't just come out on their own. They just wait until it stops working. I'm here to tell you, don't wait for the lie to stop working. Get out before it stop working, because normally when you wait till it gets to that point, it's detrimental for everybody that's involved. It's not a good thing, and you can be delivered. You can be set free from that spirit. You can right now, here today, you can decide, I'm going to stop lying. I'm going to operate in truth. because Jesus Christ is truth. And if you believe and you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can be delivered and set free permanently and not go back to that thing. No matter who tried to speak that on you, you can decree and declare that you are delivered and you are set free from the spirit of lying. You don't have to operate in lies anymore. And you can ask the person to forgive you. And if they don't forgive you, that's on them. But you've already asked for forgiveness so that you can move on and stop lying and stop living the life of lies and deceit. Because when you're lying, you're being deceitful. And the untold truth is a lie. This is a segment that we're coming upon, which is called Preach Preacher. And I'm going to preach this thing. In the Bible, it says, with Nathan... Nathan went to David. This is in 2 Samuel 12. And the Lord sent Nathan to David. And in this particular scripture, what happened is Nathan is now confronting David about his sin. Nathan was a prophet that went out to confront, and he was required to confront those about their sin. So he went to David to confront him about his sin. But David didn't realize when Nathan was talking to him that he was talking about him, all that this man had did. It had angered David. But when David realized that he was the man that Nathan was talking about, he was saying, oh, I have sinned towards God. He didn't say towards man. He said to God. So I'm going to read the scripture. The Bible says in 2 Samuel 12, said, then the Lord sent Nathan to David, and he came to him and had said to him, there are two men in one city, one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceedingly many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It ate of his own food and drank from his own cup and in his bosom, and it was like a daughter to him. And a traveler came, the rich man, who refused to take from his own flock and from his own herd to prepare one for the wayfaring man who had come to him. But he took the poor man's lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. My God, he kamabosata. So David's anger was greatly arose against the man, and he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this shall surely die, not knowing he was talking about himself. And then verse 6 says, and he shall, my God, and he shall restore fourfold for the lamb because he did this thing and because he had no pity. Then Nathan said to David, you are the man. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I anointed you king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. I gave you your master's house and your master's wives into your keeping, and I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I also would have given you much more. Why have you despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? You have killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword. You have taken his wife to be your wife, and you have killed him with the sword of the people of Ammon. Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house. But my Lord, my God, because you have despised me and you have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife, thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up and roast against you from your own house, and I will take your wives before your eyes and give them to your neighbor, and he shall lie with your wives in the sight of this son, for you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel, before the sun. And verse 13 says, so David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord has also put away your sin. You shall not die. However, because by this deed you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die. Then Nathan departed the house. So what has happened here is that David's lie that he was living in, he was operating in, got to the point where it wasn't working anymore. He had put Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, on the front line to be killed to cover up his lie. But you can't have anything from God because God sees all and knows all. See, David thought he was covering up his lie, covering up his sin. And God said, I'm giving you everything, David. And if you needed more, all you had to do is ask. But David wanted to live in the lie. David wanted to operate in the lie. David tried to fix the lie. Anyway, all he did was made it worse, not just for him, but for his whole house. And God said, I'm going to take your wife, and I'm not going to do it in secret like you did. I'm going to take it for everybody to see all that you have done. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to operate and live in the lie. You don't have to let the lie work for you. Work in truth and be delivered and set free and be blessed in Jesus' name.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You,
and at this hour right now, this is the time for food for thought brought to you by Pastor Dorsey Manning. Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay, I thank you for the opportunity. Food for thought for today. The most powerful thing that you can do as a Christian is think. Do you understand that what you expose yourself to is going to determine how you think? Also, what you think is going to determine how your feelings will determine the decisions you make. Your decision you make determines your action. Your actions determine your habit. Your habits determine your character. And your character determines your destination. But what really determines your destination is those things that you decide to think about. Just a little food for thought for you today. The most powerful thing you can do as a Christian is to think. You have a mind that can possess thoughts. This mind also can have good thoughts and bad thoughts. But you have Christians, you have the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of you. And when you have bad thoughts, you have the power to capture these thoughts and not let these thoughts or these feelings or these words come out of your mouth. That's a little food for thought for you today. The most powerful thing you can do as a Christian is think. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God at this time as we close out here with closing remarks brought to you by me as the preacher here today. When the lie ain't working no more, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, I think we covered a lot of ground tonight. I think a lot of people got helped.
Yes, got and I hope it helped someone tonight to know that you can. Yes, definitely me, myself, and I as well. So, again, if you're just not tuning in, we're wrapping up the last few minutes of the show. We thank you all for tuning in on tonight. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 p.m. So tune in. Tell a friend about the show. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. Our ministry is aimed to the streets, the byways, and the highways, going beyond the walls of the church. But we do bring in, we will be in a building next year so that you all can come out and fellowship with us. But don't be surprised if you look up and see us on your corner or knocking at your door to bring the word of God, and we're about helping and growing and nourishing and feeding God's people physically and spiritually. And we just want to say thank you. We're so grateful. We thank God in all that we do, for He is the head and the lifter of our life, and we can't do this without God. So we want to give God all honor, all praise, and glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, and all who are listening on tonight, and those that are online, those who have called in, may God bless you and continue to prosper you in every area of your life right now. I know with everything that's going on right now, we just want you all to stay encouraged and knowing that we could do it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And we decree and we declare that our morning has come, that we are in joy and operating in joy and operating in truth and operating in belief. And I ask God tonight, Lord God, if any of us have any unbelief, Lord, help us with our unbelief. Lord God, increase our faith right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you. We bless you. And I'm just honored. Good show.
You.
Good show, my love. I thank God for you. I thank you for being here. I thank you for all that you poured in
on
tonight. May God amen, amen. May God refuel you and restore you and bless you continuously. May His word continuously be in your mouth and fill your belly. In Jesus' name, we thank you all. Again, Monday through Friday, we're here, the preacher and the pastor. So we'll be back here on Monday. You all enjoy your weekend. Do you have anything else you want to say, Pastor, before we close out?
Yes, I do. We are the Gospel Public Ministry, so we are not just limited to what we're preaching on the air. We actually go out in the streets, and we'll meet you where you're at. If anyone that needs prayer, definitely contact us. Give them the contact number. Contact us, and if we need to come to you, there's a possibility. We're here in Houston, so. But if we need to come to you, if you're right here in the city, give us a call. We'll come to you.
Give us a call, and Yes, and you can call us at 346-719-3349. Again, that number is 346-719-3349, or you can email us at thepreacherandthepastor@gmail.com. Again, it's been our pleasure. We feel so blessed to be able to bring the show to you 5 days out of the week, blessed, anointed, as God has called us for such a time as this, and we're so grateful. Again, thank you all for tuning in to The Preacher and the Pastor. Yes. Y'all enjoy. Have a good weekend. God bless you.
Breaking news now that's going to change with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful. Yeah.